Thank you, white woman. That's it.
She could be from the suburbia. Could be a black woman.
That's still white. You said the suburbs? That's
white woman. That's inside white.
Man, you come straight out of a country.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of Straight Out of the Comic Book. I'm Will Farrell, and of course, the fellas are back. All of these fellas are jacks of all trades. We got Young Deuce, CT, and Dion Lack in the building today. How y'all doing, fellas?
Man, if I was any better, I would be y'all.
Hey. Blessed and highly favored, man.
Yes, indeed. No. Dion, man, go ahead and show them. Go ahead and show them. We all going to take a sip of water. Go ahead, man.
My co-host.
I hate to simply lemonade bottle that you've disgraced. Because I know you didn't clean the top, and the top still got
to have lemonade. Oh, man. We've been talking for 20 minutes. You come back swinging already?
He said he got the lemon. He got the lemonade residue in that water. It's not all water.
They got the little spots at the top of the little on the top of stuff. And it got sticky.
We call that a flavor burst. That's a flavor burst. Flavor
burst. When you shake it like this, it's like the little top part of the cigarette.
Hey, what's happening on in DC though?
I love that you didn't deny it.
As Dion mentioned, man, we are talking DC today, and I am very excited, as well as I know CT is excited, because this is his universe, and we, of course, we're starting in the cinematic universe. Now, we just received some news that WB and WB Studios are putting halts on everything starring Ezra Miller, who is playing the Flash in the DC universe, after arrests occurred. But does anybody know exactly what he got arrested for?
This particular one, no. I remember the one before this, which wasn't even a full arrest. It was him literally pushing this girl overseas down. He pushed her down, the video surfaced online, and she was like, "But I love you." And he was just like, he was on one, pushed the girl down. He then later in the video tried to like apologize, and I guess Warner Brothers swept it under the rug, because this was before the filming of The Flash. And now that this has happened, I don't know, man. I feel like if they could do reshoots, like they probably are going to do, which is why they pushed this shit back another year.
Oh, man.
They got to put in Grant Gustin, because he's the only face that we're familiar with.
The reason why he was arrested was similar to that first reason. He had a meltdown, or he was spazzing out on some karaoke, if I'm not mistaken. He was at a bar and somebody was singing on stage or something. And I don't know what led him to snap off and kind of like go off on him, but it was another disorderly conduct situation that he was dealing with. So it seemed like he had some anger issues or something, because they also said that he wasn't the best on set. But again, with WB, like, you don't know, man. DC films, like, they've been having issues, disagreements on set.
But here's my thing, like, maybe it's just me, but and I don't want to say it in a disrespectful way too much, but Ezra Miller was never my top choice for Flash.
No.
So, and like, there's nothing that I can give him, like, accolade wise that make me feel like he should be.
No.
So on top of that, and then on top of you causing problems, it's like, yeah, what are we doing?
And what's sad is he's such a, I've never seen him outside of these movies. So just to see how nice and quirky he is, like, what? It gives me that Will Smith feel, like, it's such a shock. Like, how did this happen? But you know, people, they're actors, they have dark sides, and they get pushed.
Well, it's not even just dark sides. It's like, you got to remember, like, keyword actors, they've been acting as this character. Like, the thing with Will, without going into that whole debacle, Will even said it himself. He created this character of Will Smith for the last 20 something years. So that character made him a lot of money, made him a lot of fans, made him really well loved. But that's not who he is. He said that before his book even came out. Right. So when you look at Ezra and these antics, it's like, this is who he is. The one that you saw on screen is him acting. Like, it's easy to act likable. Like, I am on a TV show I've been on for 8 years, and the character is stupid. And people love stupid characters because they're lovable. You know what I mean? Like, they love people who act as if they're dumb, because it's like, oh, this person isn't better than me. But the minute that you turn it off and you start correcting people's grammar and shit like that, people are like, I don't like this guy. He's a know-it-all. People thought
Cole was legit stupid.
Exactly. But they loved him.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. I'm like, man, let me tell you something. We did 8 seasons. Around season 5, I'm like, hey man, I need something else. I need to talk as something else.
Because people, I need to turn to Stephon.
You know what I'm saying? I need my Stephon moment, because people are making me feel like I'm really dumb. And you realize that I'm not that character. Like, I'm likable, but I'm not that likable guy. So what does Ezra do? That likable character might have been too much for him.
So what do y'all do? If y'all had a WB, what y'all do right now?
Grant Gustin.
So would y'all do it like I did, what they did when Heath Ledger died? It makes it like he ran so fast, he turned into Grant Gustin, so he got to do so much reshoots?
You can keep it hella simple about it. Really, like, Reverse Flash kills him. And then messes it up. Like, Reverse Flash gets him in the Time Force, or Zoom catches him and then kills him.
They were 90% done shooting.
Well, here's the thing. The whole
movie... Oh, it's 90%?
Yes.
CG. Get somebody and CG that face up.
Deepfake
it. Hell yeah. That's what they did with Paul Walker. They got his brother to do his shoots. Yeah.
Yeah.
We're 10% in.
Yeah, the whole movie is based off of Flashpoint. So... There's an easy storyline that you can just bring in. I guess the issue is the 90% that's done, because they will definitely have to do some reshoots. But as far as replacing the Flash, and you know, there's two residuals that can come from it, because again, like I said, with Flashpoint being the base of the movie, it's an easy way to swap them out. But also, this would be new territory. We haven't seen something where, like, you know, like, it seems like studios don't want to take TV stars and turn them into movie stars. Mm-hmm.
So they've not to cut you off, but they all actually opened that up too in Crisis Infinite Earths, because they have the two of them pair and talk to one another. So there's no reason why, how you said, that could happen. And then, like you said, the epicness of it from TV to movie, and the way they set up the Flash now, they're a lot more focused on his kids and Iris. So yes, he could step away to go transcend into movies.
Matter of fact, that's my thing. When that's why I said Grant. I didn't say Grant just because he's the TV version. I said Grant because they had that crossover where they actually spoke. Now that opens it up in a universe, which I guarantee what was in the movie, a quick cameo, now can turn into he's our new Barry Allen, because he's the one who plays Barry Allen like Barry Allen.
And I was going to say, I feel like you're up to date on the Flash with me as well. Keep me honest. They still haven't addressed the newspaper, right? Where Flash goes missing. They haven't addressed that.
Wow, that's season one.
Jeez. Right. No, because it altered something. I think that was what this recent season, the Armageddon stuff. Yeah. I think that's what that tied into.
No. Y'all went too far. The newspaper from 2014 said 2024. That 2024 got moved up to 2019, I believe, and that's what the crisis was.
Okay.
I remember them. They did deal with the paper again, and I remember they did alter and stuff like that. But yeah, like,
yeah, because I was going to say that could be the scapegoat. Like, he's missing. He's missing from the show because he's in the movies. Like, they can do something like that.
Also, the kids being like, I don't like the focus. Like, when I watched the true season premiere of Flash, he wasn't even in it. Like, it was just his kids. And I'm like, fam.
Yeah.
This is, like, I understand you expanding the universe. This is y'all convoluting the universe, number one. Number two, I want to see the Flash. I don't want to see Ultraviolet. I don't want to see Frost. I want to see Cisco, but the Flash. You understand?
Cisco need to come back. But the only one that really worked for that stood out that you didn't mind seeing continue a legacy was Green Arrow's daughter. It was like her in the way, like her stuff. No, and again, now the way I say that is, it's not a top tier thing of like, yo, they need to make a show, but it's like, yo, if you wanted to extend on something in that manner, you did better use an Arrow and the universe they got rather than this one. Like, I want to see, like you said, I want to see the Flash, but we know Green Arrow is gone. So it's just like, I don't mind seeing the setup y'all gave us with her brother grown up, the Bulldog's daughter in there and stuff like that. There's something there you could build. But with this one, it's just like, yo, what a Flash at?
There is something to build on with that, because while I loved everything about the Green Arrow's daughter's universe, I hated the Green Arrow's daughter. She wasn't likable. I hate the trope that writers give women lead characters, which is, I'm a girl, so I'm super tough, and I can't love anybody, and everybody's against me, and I'm going to fight the world. It's like, that's not realistic to strong women, man. Strong women can be strong without you trying to force it down our throats that, ooh, I'm a girl, and you're not going to tell me what to do because I'm a girl. It's like, that's trash. Write the woman character like you do any other character, and it'll succeed. But when you try and focus on making her just like Oliver Queen, who's this guy, it didn't make sense. Like, give me her story. Give me her likability. And they never made her likable. They made her a hero trying to save her brother, but that doesn't make her likable. That just means that she's family oriented.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like Vegeta, but there still wasn't that likable side to it. Like you said, you can understand Vegeta's, and you're like, I still fuck with Vegeta.
I love Vegeta. Because Vegeta had his likability with when it came for Bulma, when it came for his son, even when it came for his pride of fighting, when he's like, look, bottom line, I train hard for this and you over here fucking around. I want to be the best and you over here taking naps and shit. You over here eating, like, let's get back to training. Whereas Thea Queen, not Thea, what was her damn name? I think it was Thea.
No, what's Thea? Thea's her sister. You talk about Oliver's sister?
Yeah, no, the daughter.
Oh, no, no, no. Hers was something else. It was with an A, I think, right?
I can't remember. But the daughter, when they tried to do that spinoff, I'm like, man, this is trash because nobody wants to see this. What we do want to see is what they tried to pitch to us with DC's Legends of Tomorrow, where they were like, remember they showed Old Man Oliver? Yeah. And they went to the future like 20, 30 years. It's like, this is fire. Now show me everybody's kids. Now show me the cities destroyed. And then I want to get behind that. That if you show me the Flash's kids there, now I'm in, but don't show me the Flash's kids in the future running back to the past every 5 minutes talking about, we don't want to mess up the timeline while they're messing up the timeline.
They're messing
like,
up
the stay timeline. The fuck put. How about that? You ever tried staying still to stop touching stuff?
Man.
Y'all still have failed to realize that the Flash's budget is $100 million.
For they the season?
No, I'm talking about the movie.
Oh,
you're okay. Talking about just reshoot it. Like, no, I spent 60 of it. I spent 60 million on this shoot. And y'all talking about some, it's cool. Let's just find some more money.
Well, no, not even that. If we're saying it, because the movie is like this, bro. This is Warner Brothers. This isn't Marvel. So the fact that they're trying to punish him in any form or fashion is interesting to me because his offenses are these little bullshit stunts. It's not like he got caught with drugs. It's not like he got caught doing anything sexual. These are violence or him just tripping. Now, Marvel, because it's a Disney company, has a morality situation. DC can't have that big of a morality situation when, you know what I'm saying? Like,
these movies are dark. Harley Quinn and the Joker up here, and we know what the fuck Joker be doing to her.
Exactly.
Like, that was the difference between them and Marvel. That's why they used Scott instead of Hank, because Hank used to beat her, used to beat up Wasp's mother and stuff. So they didn't want to go based off him. They went off of Scott Lang. We already know that's set. And then also, too, in the DC universe, we know the Killing Joke is coming. We know what happens to Barbara in there.
Which leads me to think that it was really whatever happened on set. Like, this was like, the rest was the straw that broke the camel's back. Like, because that moral compass may not be as high as Marvel at DC, but for the fact that they're like, okay, we gotta, like, it's like they're foreseeing, like, all right, man, he already got two things that happened while we were shooting, and also on set, he was an issue. This is a toxic relationship. Let's go ahead and sever ties now and figure this out.
So then this is what I want to know from y'all. So as Dion said, we $100 million in. This thing is almost 90% done. how do we end this? Let's say, for instance, they go like, you know what, we're gonna part ways with Ezra Miller. How do y'all see this going and filling out that 10% and then moving forward? If is it Grant? Is it casting someone else?
But also, let me add this. This is a very important movie in DC right. Universe. It can fix everything. So
or ruin it all.
Because right now DC is all over the place. Nothing really connects. It's not like little seeds here to kind of help a universe out. We don't know if we're still in the Snyder universe. We don't know if we're rebuilding. It's so many pieces like with Shazam and like Black Adam. And it's like how y'all connecting these together? And, well, I'm scared because then I got the new Batman is a whole different universe. So it's like, what are y'all doing?
Well, here's what I think that they should do, and this is where I think it'll be easy because the movie's done. 90%. That's technically the movie's done. It's probably like they got to wrap up the ending. I say that they wrap up the ending with Urza real quick, just wrap it up. But then shoot like an additional 10-15 minutes, like make sure that the ending with Urza is opening up the reasoning why he's no longer the Flash. And in that last 10-15 minutes that they shoot is introducing, since we're going with Grant, introducing why Grant is the new Flash in this universe. So that way they don't waste what they've already shot. They don't lose that money, but then they kind of they usher in this. Cause right now, like I said, there's no rules for this for them. They have nothing because technically this is supposed to be resetting everything. So in this movie, they can legit take that liberty of saying, okay, you're going to get 90 minutes of this, of Urza Miller and Flashpoint. But
it's definitely Ezra. I don't want you misquoting yourself.
I know, but I said Ezra Miller and Flashpoint. And then this 10-15 minutes that's also in it is going to explain why he's no longer the Flash. He gets lost into the Speed Force or whatever happens, and Grant has to take over the mantle.
Here's the thing. One, I'm glad I told you Ezra because I was like Ursula with a little mermaid, but
Ursula.
But I don't want them to switch him out to say he died in the Speed Force or he disappeared. I don't want that. I want them to respect us as fans and as audience members enough of our intelligence to just be like, you know what? We got three options here. We can finish this movie as is and drop it, give it to the people. And hopefully in 2 or 3 years, he's been living the straight and narrow. We could do more projects with him. Two, we bring in Grant as our new Flash moving forward because this is another universe's tale and we've already established the multiverse and the fact that this is Flashpoint, which universe we're in. And number three, to say, you know what, guys? We're always very impulsive when it comes to these moves. We got rid of Snyder. I'm so tired of the impulsive decisions of Warner Brothers. They start tripping off Ben Affleck because this movie didn't make any money. So yep. Now you can't be Batman. Now they're tripping off Ezra Miller. It's like, listen, drop the movie. Because if you do anything to this film in a negative way, it's going to destroy the storytelling you're trying to do and set you back even further.
Yeah. Or they can roadie it. They could just switch it without even telling. They did that with Rhodey in Iron Man. And yeah, we acknowledge it, but it didn't slow up progress at all. Nobody was like, oh, I'm not watching in Marvel.
But they didn't already shoot 90%.
Yeah, they didn't shoot 90% of it though.
I know. And whose money are they gonna use, man? You gotta tell all these actors who moved on other projects to come back, shave your mustache, grow your hair back out, new wigs. You know what I'm saying?
No. I meant Rhodey it for the next movie. No.
He's talking about the Flash though. So like, if they had anything in there, like people playing Batman, like Michael Keaton may have to come back and don the suit again. But like he said, he may be filming something because he may be back at Marvel filming his Vulture scenes and stuff like that. So he has to come back.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying that. I'm saying drop the movie as it is. And then when they do whatever next movie, they don't even acknowledge why there's a new Flash. Like, they didn't do that in Iron Man and Iron Man 2. They can just do that. Drop this movie as it is, and then the next movie continue with the story with the new Flash.
Better example, because that could be problematic. Better example would be how they did the Incredible Hulk film with Edward Norton. Yep. And then Avengers with Mark Ruffalo. So if anything, drop this Flash movie as is, and then moving forward, we got another Flash actor, or when you do, because you're not probably going to do another solo Flash movie if you get rid of Ezra. So then just do your Justice League movies with Grant Gustin.
Hold on. Yeah, I know he still has to shoot the rest of the film, though. Whoever? Allegations. Yes.
Right. Like, but, hey, I mean, man.
Crazy. Like,
they only said they put a hold on his future projects. They didn't say
future projects. Really, like, Flash they didn't say current.
Yeah, so they may let him finish. But I think, too, like, they have to figure something out at DC, because one thing I realize they don't have that could connect all of this and make it make sense with everything they're doing, they don't have a Deadpool yet. And, like, you have that edge of Deadpool who breaks the fourth wall so much that he could bring everything together. Marvel doesn't technically need that, but they have the potential to be able to do that. So it's just kind of like you need a whole bunch, you need different elements to bring in. Because, like we said in the previous episodes, how many Batmans we at right now? So what, 7 that are currently playing Batman?
Currently playing? That's hilarious. Currently playing. Early. Ben Affleck, Michael Keaton, Robert Pattinson.
Old boy from Titans, because that Batman.
You count that?
Again, but again, if you bring it in Grant Austin, you're Gustin. Opening up the window to
we Titans messing up everybody
and the rest of this stuff. Grant Austin opens up a whole bunch of doors now.
Who is Grant Austin?
What's his name?
I'm not saying
what's that name?
Grant Austin is the greatest porn actor of the golden age.
Grant Austin ain't letting y'all take him out the movie. Like
he's
like
Gustin, right?
What's his name?
Grant Gustin.
I'm about to look up Grant Gustin now. Who is this guy?
I don't like that. What's his name again?
Gustin. You know what's funny? Grant Gustin's name does sound like he would be an incredible Green Lantern, just like off name value alone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Grant Gustin.
Well, to Will's point, that's why I always said they need to introduce Lobo. Lobo is pretty much like DC's Deadpool. Like he's the wisecracking, fourth wall breaking, you know what I'm saying? Like ragtag person who's an anti-hero, but he's also, you know, but he's like, he's really out for himself. Like he just, like Lobo is such a dope dynamic character. And he would bring that craziness that Deadpool brings to Marvel.
Stronger Superman too. So, ooh, that brings me to this. Everybody's always hating on Superman and a Superman game. How would you do a Superman game? And I always say, start him off with an ailment, right? Like he's been affected by kryptonite or the Red Sun has been around the planet. He got to go to the pockets where he can use his powers. You remember the story from Justice League Unlimited where Superman seemingly got killed, but he was really transported to the future. And in that future, his beard grew out. He had no powers. He had to fight wolves and he turned the wolf skin into blankets and shit like that. Give us that Superman story with Vandal Savage, and Vandal Savage has to help him get home. That could be the game in a nutshell, first half of the game. Then the second half of the game could be Superman in his glory, back in his present time, affected by the yellow sun. That way you get two versions. I'm too good, man.
I still don't even see, though, why you can't have a regular Superman game. Like, because again, too, it's just like, you can give, like, Lex Luger could have, like you said, like, even bring in Vandal Savage, partner up with Vandal Savage, and now they've made an entire Kryptonite armory and stuff like that. And this could be made by, and, you know, you can use one of the magical people, too, to make this. And so now the punk, like, the regular punks got these Kryptonite bullets for him. So it's like, yo, you got to worry about getting shot, your health dropping, and everything like that. Even with flight, it's like, yo, you can only fly so much to be able to fight.
Mm-hmm. Like if it was a city of Kryptonite, they had like a whole bunch of sand. It was kind of like sprinkled around the world, so he wasn't as fully strong. But it was like just not enough to hurt him. But just like I'm making him normal, but still strong. Yeah.
Why hasn't nobody did that? That's actually a smart idea. If I'm a villain, I'm breaking. Like my floor is not concrete. It's not carpet. It's sand filled Kryptonite. Superman's never coming. He's never gonna reach me.
But, I mean, he's still strong, but he is not as strong because it's just like sprinkled like dust part of it. But also, it'd be dope to see like if I shoot at him, he still had his speed, so he can slowly move. You see, like the little
like the dodging thing in like Batman Arkham Knight. Like you can
he gets hit. You see his power start going down.
That's the thing. You make the Superman game almost exactly like the Arkham series. I mean, Spider-Man did it. Ain't nobody talking about it. Spider-Man is the Arkham series.
Yes, yeah, matter of fact, that's even better reference than the Batman thing, like you said with the bullets, Dion. Like you, he can see it'll slow down, and that's like a Spidey sense. So that helps him move, like when they about to shoot him in the Spider-Man game.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
how I felt about the Matrix game. This one came out a long time ago.
Slept on game.
Yes. Yeah, it was nice.
Yeah,
I hate it. I mean, they played with Jada Pickett in the little Chinese man. I can't think of his name.
the little Chinese man.
Most people don't know though. That's actual canon though in the movies for the fourth one.
Okay.
Yeah. So Morpheus, like, and Morpheus dying in the video game. That's why we have the new dude, because he actually was killed in the video.
Oh.
And they follow off of that. That's why Neo is in the spot that he's in now. You have to play the video game to understand. Like, that's why old boy is playing Morpheus now.
Maybe that's why it failed, because they expected everybody to have played the video game instead of giving us some fresh storytelling and give us Lawrence Fishburne.
I had somebody break down the Matrix 4 movie, and what they tried to accomplish was mwah, but it's not great for normal eye people.
Yeah, what they tried to do.
The algorithm of the internet, they made it feel like that, and how you kind of be addicted, all that stuff. I'll send it to y'all, but it's a dope little breakdown how they tried to make it feel like the original Matrix was ahead of its time, but now this Matrix is studying us as people and kind of manipulating us to think certain ways. It's a dope little analogy, but it's so hard to watch as a naked eye person.
To get us back on track, did any of you guys do the Matrix demo, the game for the new one on the Unreal Engine? Because there was a demo that came out probably like around New Year's, it was on the next gen systems. But that mechanics is definitely outfit for how a Superman game would go. Because you got to think, as Neo, as the one, because you play as Neo in it, as the one, you are overly powered. You're pretty much Superman. You have you have this strength. You can fly. You can, like, and stuff like that. And the way that mechanics work in that demo definitely can outfit exactly what CT was saying about a Superman game, where you're still in this world, you are Superman, you are overpowered, but you still have things that you have to do and things that you can't do still within that world. So,
and the fact that we don't have it, go ahead, Will.
And he can always gain his powers too before you go. Like he don't have to start off with everything, like he can have flight, super strength, and you know, like he can dodge. But it's like, yo, let us build to the super speed, let us build the strength to go up, the laser eyes, the ice breath. It's like, yo, like we can build up to that.
Ooh, like amnesia, that'd be dope. If he was just like a strong dude, didn't know how to use his powers, like something happened to him that he's kind of like remember how in Smallville, when he had to slowly develop his powers and start to realize what he can do? And like you kind of started to kind of see things kind of like blurry, like, why do I see through people? He's kind of like figuring it out.
So but that's literally like an origin. Like, if I'm also for that game, like I'm for the game of Superman as he's becoming Superman. I'm not opposed to that. But at the same time, give us something. We still ain't got a Flash game. We ain't got no Superman game. We've gotten are these Batman games. And it's like, bro, there are so many other people in the universe. That's my biggest thing against Warner Brothers.
It's not a lot of speedster games, though, besides Sonic. Like, what is this?
There was a Speedy Gonzalez game on Super Nintendo back in the day that I stand on. Like, that Speedy Gonzalez game was classic to me.
Kind of hard to do that, man. Unless it's like a, you know, first person running game.
No, not really. Because it's like, even the mechanics of you running fast, you can treat it kind of like how God of War is when you're fighting the monsters. It's like you have to press the button, or like how Spider-Man, when he's trying to run and he shoots his webs, you have to press the right buttons in order for him to do it.
Yeah.
It can be the same thing for the Flash when he's dodging and ducking people. Even with a fight, like when he starts to do his electricity and you about to hurl it, you can use the analog to try to wind it up and make sure you throw it right. There's a whole bunch of ways you could play as the Flash, especially with the mechanics we got now.
The problem isn't there's not a way to do it. The problem is Warner Brothers not greenlighting it. Because I guarantee you, we're not the first fans of the Flash and Superman to pitch video games. is just Warner Bros. Be like, no, other theaters in interest, because they don't know their properties. Yeah. They just know what they think makes money, which is what has already made money. And that's the problem with an executive not being able to progress, is you're thinking about what used to make money instead of what can make money.
Mm-hmm. What is the most successful thing of Warner Brothers have done? Because they have been falling, they have been dropping the ball for the past 10 years. Matrix was probably their biggest thing that it was a success.
Success. And the last thing that was amazing.
We starting off.
Bro, because y'all be saying some slick shit. Like, don't nobody hear what Dion would say.
I am never going to stop saying success.
You are too successful to not be able to pronounce it properly.
I'm always going to say success.
I'm country, so that's why I'm gonna definitely fuck up all kind of words.
He says success.
If we're talking recently, I mean, Warner Brothers own Harry Potter, right?
That's their most successful movie. The Deathly
Hallows. That franchise is.
Second is, crazy enough, Aquaman is number two.
Really?
Followed by The Dark Knight Rises, and then Joker, and then The Hobbits. Unexpected Journey, The Dark Knight, Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone, Hobbit, Harry Potter, and then The Hobbit. Those are their top 10 most successful films.
And that's why they keep rebooting them up. That's why they keep coming back. They got a new Hobbit movie coming out.
Yep. But they are, and they treat Matt and Harry Potter just like they're doing Batman, because you got the Fantastic Beasts, now the Secrets of Dumbledore, the show that they finna bring on HBO Max about Harry Potter's son. Like you said, they just keep expanding those universes.
But that's the thing when you look at Warner Brothers and you see Aquaman on that list. Aquaman was a brand new property as far as they took a chance, and it made money. So continue to do that and more films will make money. Like they're doing Blue Beetle. I hope that they do it properly, because here's the thing. I'll tell you, the only thing that's going to make that movie work is if the guy, because they got the guy from Cobra Kai. From Cobra Kai gets his body together, that movie is going to be fire. If he go in there with that same Cobra Kai body, the
movie's not going to make Season 3?
I'm not lying. When you look at Cobra Kai,
You talking about the main character, right? Your back broke for a reason. That's why.
Does DC give their actors the Marvel treatment? Like, you know, once you get the Marvel deal, they give you the fitness trainer, they give you the chef, they give you all that so you can be ready and physically fit. Does DC do the same thing?
Yeah, that's why Ben Affleck couldn't wait to be done with Batman, just because of like the physical
training.
But when you look at Zachary Levy was already a tall dude, and he still had to wear that muscle suit, claiming that he wasn't a muscle suit. It's like, motherfucker, we know what muscle suits look like.
Right. I'm like, so you don't look like that.
This is not how you look. But The Rock did it on his, like, they're getting people who already work out instead of people they got to transform. Oh, so yeah. I had this conversation the other day. When you're in wrestling, like, you know, we watch WWE. In WWE, you can't take steroids, because it's like, yo, performance enhancers, even though this is all scripted and choreographed. With movies, you don't have to deal with the sports stuff. So you can literally be roided up. So it's like, really? Why aren't you not yoked up?
Because you're not physically touching nobody. Like, you're not putting a strain on anyone else. Most of your stuff, you just for the look of it, not the physical aspect of it. Like, you got stunt people for that. So you can have a Rock looking jack like this. He might could lift up a whole set, but they're not gonna have him do that. They're gonna have his cousin do it.
Let's talk about the cons of steroids. For the people who don't know,
there are only two kinds, the way I see it. Your heart might explode and your penis might get extremely small.
Bingo.
Now, here's the thing. For millions of dollars, you might gamble on the smaller of the penis, but you don't want your heart to explode. You're going to take a small dick for 3 months.
You know, this Hollywood.
Who wants the opposite? Who wants the opposite? Like, I prefer the exploding heart.
In the comments below, say if you rather have an exploding heart or a small penis.
Which one do you prefer, ladies and gentlemen? One hemorrhoids,
man.
Exploding heart, a small penis.
That is a horrible poll.
I know it's banned in sports, but I think everyone should do steroids. Just a sprinkle of it. I'm saying
baseball was better when they did steroids.
Yes. Okay. It was a good time.
Yo, hear me out.
Here we go.
This is why I agree with y'all on why them roids should be legal. Because once they do that, them cyber enhancements get to come in. Mm. That's what I'm waiting for. I'm waiting to see these dudes do some unbelievable shit on these fields. I'm talking about kicking the ball out the whole arena.
You on Mutant League.
I can't wait. I can't
wait. Mutant League?
You on Mutant League.
Yeah, I can't wait.
If they came out with
guaranteed, if they broke apart, like the if they broke apart of steroid leagues, when you see niggas like whole arm going to the ring, like, oh, what? Yeah. Everything will be switched over. Like, y'all want to go to the Mutant League.
I want to go to the future.
Like, what? This nigga dumped his body
into the ring. All right, so question: if they came out with you can get enhancements, would y'all go? Would y'all sign up to get enhanced?
Yes. I'm not an athlete. I mean,
are you talking about athlete or just regular? Like,
if just right now, like, right now, Tesla comes out and said, "Look, we got Tesla enhancements. You can have, you can get a bionic knee that make you run faster. You can get, you know, like whatever, like you, whatever you can get that enhancement. Will you? Would you guys sign up for an enhancement?
Like a RoboCock?
Yeah, whatever you can think of. Whatever you can think of.
That's the only thing I think about.
You ain't got a job rate. You be like this. You be like, yo, that's doing it on his own. That's crazy.
It has to be robotic, though. It has to be a robotic. Would you enhance?
I'll be honest with you, man. I'm pretty happy with my body. But you know what? I'm pretty happy with my body. However, I wouldn't get the first model, much like the iPhone, right? I didn't get an iPhone until the iPhone 5. Yeah, I didn't get an iPhone to the iPhone 5. So I wouldn't get robotics until they got to the fifth one to where they worked out all the kinks.
Yeah. I need Tesla 8, like the whatever company that is making them. I'll
get a Tesla torso.
Oh, you tripping. Torso. You fucking up your whole operation. I don't know what it is. Just the torso?
Wait, why just the torso?
I mean, that's the most important part of your body. Your core.
You tripping.
I feel like you putting a lot of your life on the line for Tesla.
Facts.
Because what happened if it shut off and don't update?
Ooh. Your Wi-Fi trash.
Yeah.
And then my legs just be like this.
Glitching in real life? No, glitching in real life is crazy.
Yeah. And your torso, though. That's like you said, that shit was your base. That's holding you up. Like, that's it. Like, arm, I could just, that's it right there. And they call customer service, but torso,
with the other hand, torso.
Yeah, I would know when it's a problem, like a check engine light. Oh, you got 25 miles to the empty on your liver. Well, let me go ahead and update this.
You know what's funny? You're thinking of manual shit as opposed to internet shit. We don't know when our internet is going to cut off. They don't give us a light for that. It just cuts off. Your body. It's just going to cut off. It's not going to be no warning sign. Everybody will want a warning sign.
Right.
See, if I got any kind of enhancements, it'd be just being lazy. I'd just be like, yo, I want something inside of me nano-wise that just keep me in shape.
I ain't gotta go work out.
Or when I go work out, it's amplified. You know, I got superheroes be like, do 20 pumps and then they just got these muscles. That's what I want.
Nanotechnology will be fire, though.
Yeah, I go do two reps, it's like, oh, shit. That's what I want. That's the
idea. Nanotechnology, if you could have nanites in your body and they would eat all of your excess fat, fam. Now we're talking.
I would say all. Let's say about 75%.
I want to keep a little body fat. Let me lay in.
You want to keep some body fat?
I want a little body fat. Just a little.
Let me tell you something. I looked at my phone last night and I saw a picture of me in 2007 and I say, oh, shit. So I wanted to take all of it.
But also, how quickly? Because your skin gonna be like, hey, slow the fuck down.
That's what the nanites for. The nanites take care of all of that. They take care of all of
that. Your skin gonna be looking like a t-shirt. I'm like, oh shit, I got.
You gotta be able to control it like Brick Breaker. Like you see your body and you get to control how much body fat gets. Like, it gotta have some type of control panel.
They can have it. You can eat you can eat, fam. Get it all.
Put that towards an app. I'll program it right from there. Be like, yep, this is what we doing.
If somebody told you, hey, listen, I know all you guys are struggling with your weight. How about I will take away all your fat? The only problem is you got to wear long sleeves. You got to wear pants all the time because your skin is going to be very droopy. Would you be like,
Oh my God, it's gonna be droopy. What?
I mean, it's gonna be like
you lost me at like, droopy.
Right.
You I use a different that. Word.
Like you, all you gotta do is wear tight suits. Like, who that nigga ripped?
No, no, no. I thought you were gonna say, "I'll make you a deal. I'll take away all your body fat, and you be ripped, except you can only wear long sleeves and pants everywhere." Then I'd be like, "All right. I mean, if I'm going places, great.
Yeah.
When I'm around this crib, you know, box." Yeah,
I don't want to look like a fat bastard after the subway died. I don't want a vagina neck.
That's crazy.
I mean, you got the that nigga ripped. Like, shake off your shirt. I'm like, come on, man.
And then I get hot. Yeah, I don't know when hot, I lose man. Weight, I get hot. Like just looking at me in long sleeves, I'm gonna get hot, and then want to do this, and the rest of my skin doing that too. It's like,
bro, I saw a picture earlier today of a girl that I went to elementary school with, and I didn't realize she had gained so much weight. So she showed a before and after picture. The before picture, she was like 300 plus pounds. And in the after picture, she had got the sleeve and she was very small. Like she's like 150 pounds or something like that. I'm very happy for her. She looks amazing and she truly does look great. But you don't see a lot of those success stories, man. You see some people lose that weight and they got so much skin.
Yeah.
You'd be like, are you in a costume right now?
Look at that sexy nigga right there. Hey,
Dion Lack with the I'm at the mechanic. Let me take a picture of my cell phone headshot picture.
Photo I send in for the next Tyler Perry film that I'm
getting the oil change. Come take this picture.
I definitely be going to church every Sunday.
I'll meet your granddaughter. I'll take it to the
deadly softball. To the sock up.
Bro.
But all right, fellas, but before we close out, man, I just want to know from y'all, like we haven't talked about DC. We're gonna talk about DC some more in another episode as well. But I just want to know from y'all, outside of the Ezra Miller thing, because I do believe, like how y'all said, I think that they will finish that and we'll be okay. I don't think that's going to affect Flashpoint. But as far as what DC is setting them, how it is now, how do y'all see this going? Or matter of fact, not how do you see it going, how do you want DC to go? We see what Marvel's doing. We see how they're moving into the supernatural realm, moving away from the full Avengers type set movie and just going with everybody. How do you feel DC needs to be able to come so they can continue combating with Marvel?
For me, I think DC should just focus on independent runs. Like, think about out of the last few movies that we got, like, we enjoyed the Joker, and that's not connected. We enjoyed this last Batman film. And it's not necessarily connected. And we in our last episode, we said we hope they don't try to connect it just for the point of trying to create a universe. I think that Marvel has created that blueprint of that connected universe via movies. And no matter what DC does, if they try to mirror that format or they try to compete on that realm, it's always going to look like they was late to the ball game. So I feel like if they just focus on independent runs and just focus on that, I think that I rather that than them trying to reboot another universe or restart another universe or figure out, because I feel like they don't have until they prove otherwise, they don't have one captain steering the ship. And until they get that, I feel like it's going to always be chaotic. So I rather they focus on independent runs and go and give us stories like that.
Again, I'm nervous. I'm looking at the upcoming films that they got coming out. I'm with you, Deuce. Just focus on the individual ones. And then once you start to kind of get the ball rolling, come back again. I hate that they're trying to keep the same template of Marvel. They're trying, they like the fact they were 7 years behind Marvel. And they thought that two films in, you can kind of create a Justice League. Immediately, it's like, dude, what are y'all doing? We don't even know three of these characters. You gonna give us an origin story with them and a team up? I'm looking at their upcoming films. They got The Flash, Black Adam, Shazam 2, Aquaman 2, Wonder Woman 3, The New Gods. I don't know what DC League of Super Pets is. I'm glad it is.
It's a cartoon show.
That's a cartoon show. It got Kevin Hart and The Rock in it.
Yeah. The fact that no Man of Steel 2 has been greenlit yet, and we don't have Wonder Woman.
Have a Superman.
And so, here's the thing.
Like, you got somebody who said that I'll play Superman as long as y'all let me.
And they won't even let him.
And they won't even let him.
So I'm going to say, best one you done had. Extremely, since Christopher Reeves. Yes. Now, this is what I want. To go against Geekset a little bit, we need to have things connected, because as a DC fan, you know, we've been watching these movies for 30 plus years and nothing's been connected. I've seen how that's gone. As bad as Justice League was, not the Snyder cut, but the Justice League theatrical cut, as bad as that was, it at least gave us some connectivity and we were able to see these characters have their own solo films.
Right.
But we need someone to be, we needed Snyder. If you liked him or hated him, we needed him, because his vision was what we got. It's like, all right, this is what I want to see, but this is what I want to see that. DC is like, all right, go for it. So we need one voice for these films with one story, because that will take us to the next level. All of these random movies that aren't connected are great to see, but it's just a quick thing. It's like junk food. You still need your vegetables. You know what I'm saying? So don't give me Taco Bell every day. Give me some mashed potatoes and greens so I can be able to be like, okay, now this is a well-balanced situation. More vegetables, less starch on the bread side. So we need one voice. We need all of the characters that we haven't seen get films and then connect the Justice League that way. We shouldn't see a second Justice League until we've seen a Green Lantern movie, a true Flash movie, another Superman movie, and then we get a chance to see Blue Beetle, and we get a chance to even see goddamn Mr. Terrific, as crazy as that sounds. Like, I want to see the characters that were on this goddamn cartoon Justice League. And if, while I'm on the subject, if Dwayne McDuffie wouldn't die, we wouldn't even be in this fucking mess right now. Dwayne McDuffie is the person who created the animated Justice League cartoon show and Justice League Unlimited, and he gave us Static Shock. Yep. That's when we were all like, oh my God, WB is really doing great. And that brother died way too soon. And, you know, all we got is Bruce Timm. And Bruce Timm is not trying to do what he did 20 years ago. So,
DC have a Kevin Feige? Was it too many heads over there, huh?
That's what we're saying. There are too many cooks.
And it's not really ran by DC. It's ran by Warner Brothers. So it's like DC is just letting them kind of do whatever they feel like doing, and they're just allowing them to have their IPs. Unlike a Kevin Feige, who is running that portion of Marvel and working with Disney to produce it out for distribution. So that's the thing. You don't have, like he said, you don't have nobody that is a true fan. They're trying to like make those come to life. They're Warner Brothers who aren't really only really concerned about, you know, of course, the bag, and you can't be mad at them for it, because of course that's what they're gonna do. Mm-hmm. They're going with what they know. But I also agree with CT. I agree with both of y'all. And in the way to mesh all of that into it, it's like, I do like the independent side, because just like how Marvel, you're kind of giving us this the thing of like a multiverse if you decide you want to do that, because you have Crisis as well, so you can always tie that. But what I think they're missing is, like how you said, a constant world. We don't have like a legit, like, I don't forget the Earth that we have for DC, but like an Earth 35. So it's just like, and who really gave that away for me to where they can shape it is Peacemaker. I loved how Peacemaker referred to everyone, even small characters. They would say, he was like, who's Matter Mike Man? Be like, yo, I saw him eat a whole Wendy's restaurant once. It's like, yo, you referring, who is Batmite? It's like, Batmite is like an interdimensional dude who's a huge fan of Batman that uses like fifth dimensional weapons we can't even like put in like process in our head. And it's like, yo, the fact he's mentioning all of these people, Dollman, all these folks, it's like, yo, give us that world in different movies. Like, let us know that they know about these other people, that they know about Central City, Coast City. And so when you give us like who the Flash is, who the Batman is for that world, you're starting to shape that already. And then now we understand, okay, this world, this Joker, like with Joaquin Phoenix or the Matt Reeves Batman, don't connect with this one. This is just y'all take on something else.
You ready for this? I'll even go so far as to say, I wouldn't be opposed to James Gunn being our new Snyder for DC, because at least James Gunn, he's the one who brought you these references and Batmite and the Peacemaker in general. So give us him leading the helm.
I wonder what did Kevin Feige say that Marvel entrusted him with it? Because you got to think, in order to build a world like that, you have to sell them on the universe. Now, obviously, like DC can see Marvel success and like you can base it off of that. But like to say this is the 20-year plan, this is the skeleton of the 20-year plan, and we're going to build out and everything's going to lead up into this big moment. Like, I wonder what did Kevin tell Marvel?
It didn't take much, because you got to think, you're thinking about Kevin Feige now. You're thinking about Marvel now. When Kevin Feige came on, first of all, Kevin Feige was there when they were doing Tobey Maguire's Spider-Man. So Kevin Feige, when Marvel Studios was starting up, they weren't even respected. They were just trying to get off the ground. So him even going in there and saying, hey guys, I got a plan for the next five movies. They were probably like, oh my God, all right, well, we'll give it a shot. And after the success of Iron Man, bam, to the moon.
And that was the biggest. And he hired the best of the best comic book nerds that understands the universe. And he and those the comic book heads, people that knew the universe, gave those to the writers to create a world. And DC, they be like, we need writers. They're like, damn the universe. They be like, let's just get some writers.
But I know comic books. We need writers. Okay.
That's how Kevin Feige did it with Iron Man. Like, Iron Man is what really sold it. It was like, you have this guy, Robert Downey Jr., who is basically Iron Man. And, you know, like, from the comic, it's like, yo, that's Iron Man if it was real life. And then who's the guy that plays Happy? I always say his last
name. Oh, you're talking about Jon Favreau, the legend.
Yeah. So you have Kevin got him also behind it because it's like, yo, I want to help make this. I'm down too. It's like, yo, guy is a true comic book head. So it's just like, yo, also, this would be a great film.
What Jon Favreau did also as well, it's like he took what Kevin Feige did with Marvel and said, all right, I'm going to copy that. And I'm going to do that with Star Wars, because Mando, like everything that we've been getting from Star Wars and how this universe, he's been leading it. He's been one of the brainchilds of, like, let's expand this universe. And we've been getting some great non-force related stories from him, from Star Wars lately, that the Star Wars community is like, finally expanding this universe outside, you know, of the main cast. And so it's like, again, like it's been proven that if you can get one person to at least be the head and then still allow directors to do their creative input, but like, this is the storyline. So you can create this movie of this property, but it has to be able to relate to this in this way or whatever.
If Favreau could, if DC could get Favreau, all of our problems would be solved, because Favreau is more powerful, if not just as powerful of a mind as Kevin Feige, because we still had Kevin Feige for Iron Man 3. You know who we didn't have? Jon Favreau behind the scenes of that. They had Shane Black, and that movie was the worst of the trilogy.
Yes, it was. Oh boy.
Let me ask you this. In Eternals, the little boy had referenced Superman. So is Superman a fictional character or a real thing? And if that's the case, could there be a crossover?
I
know that's crazy to think about. There's a comic book, but all I'm saying is, like, is it a TV reference? They say, hey, are you like a Superman? Or
he said, no, that's Superman. And then him going, I don't wear a cape, that clarifies that you're talking about that one. The only problem about it is I don't see Marvel continuing to test that. Like, DC does it with everybody. Like, even watching the animated thing, they mentioned True Blood from HBO. Mm-hmm. So it's like, they keep everything referenced in there. I don't see them doing it, one, because theirs is not based on our actual universe, like where we're in. So they haven't brought that to reality. Like, right now, they're in 2025, all that stuff. So they've never referenced anything that we know. But DC does do that. So it's like, I don't see them moving that on, unless Deadpool does it. That's the only one I can see them doing something like that and getting away from it, because they did the Green Lantern thing at the end credits. That's the only way I can see them doing something like that. But ladies and gentlemen, once again, I want to thank my not once again, because I didn't say it the first time. I want to thank my guests for being here. CT and Young Deuce from Geek Say. But we're gonna go ahead and wrap up this episode. But we are gonna be coming back with more DC talk. As we said, you already know what to leave in the comments below. If you own them roids, explode the heart. a little bit. Which one are you going
just with? Little heart, just a little bit. Like, what was
just
that?
A little, just a little tremor. Which one are you going with? But I want, but as always, I like for my guests to shout out. Make sure that you following them and what they got coming up. I'm gonna start with Deuce, CTN, of course, and with Dion Lack, and then we'll go ahead and
close. I'm gonna take my shirt off.
First of all, on your birthday one, I still do not know how fast you like. How did he take all that off that damn fast?
Yeah, I'm Lack, man. He's magic.
He's the superhero. We talking about superheroes straight out of comics. We need to do an episode on Dion Lack. Like, who is really Dion Lack? What's his secret identity?
He's phenomenal, but Dion Lack, his superpower is truly comedy, bro. There's nobody. You're not gonna find anybody funnier, bro. Like, these are just facts. You're gonna see people that are gonna make you laugh, but nobody on this planet is funnier than Dion Lack. Naturally.
So I believe that he might be an Eternal, as he brought up. I seen Dion Lack in a commercial from 1989, and he still looks the exact fucking same. This man is not aged at all.
Dion Lack, man.
Eat my vegetables, man. You know, it's the woods.
And the water eliminate residue.
But Deuce, you got the film, man. Let us know what's up.
All right, well, first thing first, as always, man, thank you for having me, man. I truly appreciate these conversations and being a part of this, man. Like, it's so dope, man. So I want to thank you, and I want to thank everybody that's been viewing, man. I've been looking at the comments, seeing the feedback, man. People are really enjoying these conversations, so I'm glad that the viewers and the watchers are enjoying that. So as always, man, I'm part of the Geek Set podcast, only podcast that blend hip-hop culture and geek culture together. And right now, our focus is the Black Geek documentary. We've been fortunate enough to be interviewed by Forbes magazine to talk about blurred culture. Mm-hmm. And so that came out. And within that, we announced that we are crowdsourcing a documentary. And with the documentary, it's literally, we're going to timeline being a Black geek. We're going to talk about our heroes from the past and how it felt when we saw Black geek stuff as a kid, and then also talk about the movers and shakers of today, like the people that are pushing the culture, and also talk about the future. And what's really dope about it is a lot of the people that we've interviewed has been down to be on screen talent. So for us to interview and talk about their path and their journey. So I'm excited about it because with Geek Set and our history of the blurred culture and the support from the blurred culture, and then our director, Brandon Champ Robinson, man, shout out to him and his history with filmmaking and everything. I feel like we have all the tools needed to make a good documentary. We've been calling it a love letter to the blurred culture because it's a blurred documentary created by blurreds for the blurred community. And we want to make sure that we don't cut any corners. So we don't want to do like the interviews via Zoom. We're going to do everything in person. So right now it's all hands on deck on just getting the word out about the Black Geek documentary. So I've been telling everybody, like, we have a GoFundMe that we've been using for, like, if you are fortunate enough to donate towards the documentary, go ahead. But just as important as donating is the comments when you see the post, is retweeting, is liking, is everything that's involved with just getting that word out about the Black Geek documentary, because I'm super excited about that. So that's been our focus and our push. You can go to geeksetpodcast.com or at geeksetpodcast on any social media. You can find me at young_deuces as well. I'll have all that information. You'll see posts, you'll see it in our bios, but the Black Geek documentary has been our big push and our focus. And I'm just excited about this journey because this is like our first big project since we've been creators since doing this. And I'm excited to see where this goes and how it comes and how it comes out and how the world receives it.
Man, I'm definitely behind you 100%. Love what Geek Set is doing. You got to speed this shit up in the future, Geek Set. God damn.
Oh, man, I knew that fucking thing.
I'm like, fuck, these are like 20 seconds or less. This thing gave us. This is a YouTube video. And Dion, you ain't shit because I saw you looking before I said it. We were looking for more of a, hey, guys, my name is Geek Set.
Hey, listen. Hey,
you can find me at...
I gotta take every opportunity I can.
Nobody was gonna say anything, so I look like the asshole. But nigga, I was like, God damn,
I'm the least.
I was like, okay, it's a documentary, so I get it. But if you started telling other shit to go follow,
let me tell y'all, as a kid, man, music growing up in Milwaukee, man, like I gotta tell y'all. And then in high school, it was crazy for me, right?
Yeah. I was like, nigga, the only thing I was going to say was at CT is dope on everything. That's what I was going to say.
I'm the least known here, so I got to have my moment.
Oh, man. I get it, man. D.I., what's up, man?
At CT on everything, man. Hey, just follow me at D.I.
Listen. If you think I'm bullshitting, Will, the next time we do this shit, Geekset goes last, bro. Me and D.I. go first.
You gonna sign off?
God.
next time, I'm saying two words. I'm gonna be like, I'm using.
Let that shit start fading into the intro.
You gonna play the wrap up music on me?
Oh, man. I am a lover of people. Oh. And.
This is straight out of a comic book. Make sure that you check us out every Friday. Coming up next,
you go play like the credits at the end of a Marvel movie. It's gonna be the Easter egg credit.
Wait to the end.
You gonna mess around and be the Easter egg too? Oh no, I wasn't. I was finished talking.
What would have been hilarious is if, like, as I was going, like, everybody's screens start going off one by one.
Oh yeah.
Even Will. He's like, keep going.
I ended the meeting. I don't even know how you still up there.
And you know what's funny, bro? And of course, it's all a jest, bro. But this has been me since I was a kid. I'll be in church and hear motherfuckers give testimonies in church and be like, God damn.
Yo, every time when the pastor getting ready to end and he start thinking, he say, I want to thank everybody. I want to thank Sister Johnson. But like, yo, if you don't wrap up these things, bro, we've been here 3 hours.
Here's the worst thing, bro, because my wife, Tangerine, we was on this radio show together and she would have these long exits because they would be like, yo, what you got coming up? And fortunately for her, she always had a lot coming up. So she would say this shit. And I would be after her and I would just be like, follow me on MySpace. You know what I'm saying? But it would be annoying because it's like, yo, if I say something, what if there's one person that says this? I actually like hearing everything. You'd be like, okay, motherfucker.
I actually want to know about it now.
Yeah, then I'm not.
Please elaborate on that a little bit more. I'm glad you had. Can I share my screen? I want to show you the first 10 minutes of it.
I got a PowerPoint.
Tell you the first 15 minutes and a rundown with commentary. But ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for checking out another episode of Straight Out of a Comic Book. Like I said, this is on every week, Saturday. Y'all can sit with us in the morning, hear some good old comic book talk, especially from, like I said, these jack of all trades. And for those that don't know, every time you hear that, people, I know people know the phrase of a jack of all trades is a master of none, but there's another part to that people never say, and I always want to say it whenever I do mention somebody being a jack of all trades. A jack of all trades is a master of none, but always better than a master of one. So always remember that, and I want to thank y'all for joining me, and we will catch y'all next time.
I've been doing hella fucking drugs.